Now we're going to look and listen to one workplace where success depends on performance. In this case, musical performance. NPR's Jordana Hochman recently visited the Detroit Symphony Orchestra and met two violinists, the oldest and the youngest musicians in the group. She has this report.
Felix Resnick and Gina DiBello both sit in the second violin section. They're about to take a short break after a morning of rehearsals. DiBello is the youngest member at 23, with dark curly hair and a pierced nose.
You know, there are some people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. There's really no limit in this orchestra.
Resnick also started out in his 20s.
My contract read 1942. My first concert was 1943.
He's now 89 years old, neatly dressed in a suit jacket and turtleneck. Resnick has performed with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra for his entire career. Thomas Wilkins works with both musicians as the orchestra's resident conductor. He has a different approach to each violinist.
When you look into Gina's eyes, you're sort of giving her something different than what you're giving Felix. I mean, Felix knows me so well because I've been here for 7 years, and he's seen me, and he, like so many of the members of the orchestra, know every gesture in my body, what it means. Gina is just learning that language, and so when I look at her, it's with a little more intent than with Felix.
Wilkins says any orchestra needs a balance of Gina's and Felix's. Older players work efficiently because they know the repertoire so well. Young players like Gina DiBello bring new life.
I like to feel an energy when I'm playing. I don't like to play and not feel energy. You know, maybe that does have to do with the fact that I'm young and just starting out in the orchestra, and I haven't played these pieces like a million times and stuff.
DiBello's eyes open wide with excitement when she talks. It's the kind of exuberance that Wilkins appreciates from young players. Resnick, on the other hand, has the wisdom of someone who's played under many great conductors. At this point in his career, he knows how to follow orders.
An orchestra is not a democracy. When the conductor has certain interpretations of music, you certainly do it the way he wants it. In fact, music is marked that way. Bowings are marked, and dynamics and phrasing, and that really depends on who's doing that music.
At the evening performance, Resnick and DiBello turn their attention to Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. The oldest and youngest members of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra share a music stand for the first time. Jordana Hochman, NPR News.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. Kevin Langley is our supervising engineer. Our technical director is Arthur Holliday Laurent. Audio engineers include Stacey Abbott, Brian Jarbo, Gary Henderson, Dennis Nielsen, Mark Greenhouse, and Renee Pringle, with Patrick Murray at NPR West. Our series, This I Believe, is independently produced by Dan Gettleman with Vicki Merritt. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.